You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
7:47, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Legislative session continues. Back on April 10th, Will Green issued a statement. The CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, insurance reform is a top priority for LABI, as it is for citizens across the state. We remain fully committed to advocating for common sense legislation to address this crisis head on by bringing much needed transparency and fairness to Louisiana's legal system. Will Green joins us now, President and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. How you doing, Will?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
How's that working out for you, that statement that you made?
You know, Tommy, we're the session, it's a fiscal session, and normally tax and budget dominate the discussion. But this year, the legislature is moving through and prioritizing a package of bills that we hope will create a system in Louisiana, a civil justice system in Louisiana that encourages a fair, consistent, and transparent civil justice system to help attract insurance carriers back to the market, to help maybe, address some of the outliers that we see in our civil justice system. You know, when we look at states like Georgia and Florida, Tennessee and South Carolina, they are actively looking to address ways in which they are an outlier. We looked at what they have done. We know we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We do know that we are among the highest cost states in the country. And so we're excited, very encouraged by what the legislature is doing this session to address some of the ways in which we're an outlier.
Well, let's talk some of those things that you're excited about, Will, because maybe I'm missing something, but just as a consumer, and I'm not the president and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, but I'm doubtful as to whether or not I'm going to see anything change as far as car insurance rates go. Tell me what makes you optimistic.
Well, so, I mean, look, like I said earlier, look, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? I mean, we can look at one of the things like modified comparative fault. We're one of 11 states in the country that have a pure comparative fault standard.
Explain what that is, Will, for people not in the industry, please.
Yeah, so in Louisiana, you can be more at fault than the person that actually, so you can actually be more at fault than the person you're suing, still sue and recover damages. So you can be 75% at fault for the accident, still sue and recover 25% damages. Mm-hmm. In 39 other states, that's not the case. If you're more at fault for the accident, you cannot sue and recover damages. And so Representative Chinevere has a bill to basically put us in line with 39 other states to say that if you're 51% more at fault, are 51% or more at fault for the accident, you cannot sue and recover for damages.
And what is the status of that bill, Will?
That bill has passed out of the House. It's passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it is set to be heard in the Senate today. And so we're hopeful We would encourage all your listeners to call their senators, ask them to support that bill. And so if that bill passes the Senate floor today, it can be concurred with over in the House floor, and it goes to the governor's desk for his signature. And so we think that's a huge win. That is something that Florida passed recently in 2023. And look, if you can Google Florida right now, and you can see that as a result of some of the massive changes that Florida made, and that was one piece of the puzzle that Florida did. Florida has attracted carriers to their state. Insurance carriers have announced either rate decreases or rate stabilizations. And so, look, while we say there's no silver bullet to lowering insurance rates, we know that there are things that we can do to make us more attractive for insurance carriers to come to Louisiana, to do business in Louisiana. And we know that competition is one of the things that helps lower rates. We know that because we can see what other states have done.
What else besides comparative fault? Yesterday, I know, was an important day. Talk about some of the other things that were being debated.
Yeah, so another thing that's passed off of out of Senate committee, and it'll be on the floor today, is medical expense transparency. And so this is something that we've talked about for a long time. It's providing the jury and the judge with the whole picture, right? And so, as you know, Tommy, as well as I do, that when you go to have a medical procedure done, you get a medical bill, right? But what you also know is that medical bill oftentimes is just a sticker price, right? There's a negotiated rate that insurance pays. That rate is much, much lower than the sticker price for that medical bill. And then you have a deductible. And so let's use easy math here. Let's say the medical bill was $100. That negotiated rate oftentimes is about $2. And then your deductible is $1. And so all that insurance is out is $2, and all you're out is $1. So really, the full price of that medical bill is $3. You and I know that. But unfortunately, in Louisiana, the jury and the judge doesn't know that. And so what Senator Reese's legislation would do is it would allow the jury to see that the true cost of the medical bill, the true cost of the damage, if you will, is $3, and allow them the decision to award $3 instead of the sticker price of $100.
You just said sticker price. I want to make that relatable in that it would be the same as I buy a car at the dealership. The sticker price is $50,000. I get it for $40,000. But then I would go to a jury and seek to be reimbursed for the car for $50,000, a full sticker price, when I only paid $40,000. Accurate?
That's right. Okay. That's right. So the jury wouldn't get to see that, well, there's actually manufacturer's rebates of $5,000. Mm-hmm. You negotiated another $5,000 with the dealer, and so you only paid $40,000. Well, imagine if you went to the jury and only showed the jury the manufacturer's sticker price on that. We don't think that's fair. A lot of other states have said that's not fair, and as a result, that is inflating jury awards, and we're all paying for that as payers of insurance in Louisiana.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate your time. The session's got some time to go. We'll talk to you again. I'm sure Will Green, President and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. To be clear, none of this is going to happen quickly, but it's kind of like eating an elephant. You got to start somewhere. 7:54, 6 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.